Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the Daily Telegraph today, there's a picture of Jodie Allen and her lovely smiling children, and a story that says that Jodie Allen has proved that you can spend $50 a week on groceries for your family and get away with it. Jodie's on the phone. Hi, Jodie.
Hi, Justin. How are you?
Gee, good plan. I like this plan.
Oh, yeah. I'm a cheapskate from a while back.
What is it? Have you ever had anyone around for dinner and they've pointed out to you that these are the cheaper cuts, or that maybe these veggies aren't quite up to scratch?
They're cooked with love, Justin, so people don't even notice.
What's the big secret? Is it a buy in bulk thing?
It's not. It's mainly just being prepared and having a look in your cupboard and seeing what you've already got. Like, it's not, you know, it's not rocket science, I suppose I wanted to get back to basics, and the Telegraph gave me this challenge: can you only spend $50 a week? And I thought, well, you know, I reckon you can. And you know, I've always fed my family fairly basic food. I've got two little boys, so you know, they don't eat anything schmancy.
Yeah.
But, and I'm a basic cook because, you know, the food does cost a fortune, and you know, and I like wine, so. You know, you've got to save your money for the good things.
Was the wine included in the
unfortunately,
the $50? No, that's a shame.
I know.
You've got to add in Mummy's Little Helper right at the end of it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
sanity
tax. Yeah, okay. You're right. If you want to eat with a fair bit of variety and you want to cook a bit of this and you want to do a bit of that, and I'm into Indian cooking at the moment, and if you want to do a little of that, and that is going to cost you more money, isn't it?
It is. It does. It costs a lot. And the thing is, with all those fancy ingredients, they're all very nice, but you usually don't use them all up. Then you end up with a cupboard full of stale ingredients. And that's wasting money, because every bit of food that you don't use and you throw in your bin, you may as well be ripping up $20 notes.
All right, let's set a scenario here. Jodie says to Justin, what are you doing tonight? Why don't you come around for dinner? And I say, Jodie, that'd be lovely. What are we having? Which is actually kind of a rude question to ask somebody who's asked you for dinner.
You're welcome anytime, but I would be cooking something like a bacon and egg pie, which is, I'm the third generation of family that cooked this particular recipe.
Yeah, nice.
And I don't know anyone that doesn't love it. It's only basic, but it's delicious. And that would be followed by a really nice traditional old-fashioned rice pudding.
Oh, I get dessert?
Yes.
Oh, hang on a sec.
Dessert too.
things are really looking up here.
Well, it is a little bit more work, you know. With buying these ingredients, don't think that you're just getting it off the shelf and microwaving it. You are spending a little bit more time in the kitchen. But I personally really love cooking, and I get the kids involved.
Yeah.
And some grating and chopping and all those sorts of things. And, you know, they love it. I love it. You know, tasty, basic meals.
No, it's terrific. There was a thing going around a couple of years ago with buying in bulk, wasn't there? Where they said, look, get seven families together and you all go out and you buy bulk, like you buy big bags of rice and...
That's a great... Or buy half-piece. I do that normally before winter. Living in Gympie and, you know, rural Queensland, got lots of really great primary producers and got a big freezer.
Yeah.
You know, you go down your local and you can get, you know, beautiful, you know, whole or half-piece for $10 a kilo. So, you know, especially coming into winter, because you can use the slow cooker and all those, not your rib fillets, that'd be sacrilege to put it in a slow cooker.
But, yeah.
You know, all that sort of thing. And, lamb shanks. See,
oh, now you're talking. Well, see, lamb shanks used to be cheapy.
They're not so much anymore.
And now they're about $88 a kilo, just for one shank. The prices are outrageous on that.
They are. So I used to love them too, but I only buy them when I see them on sale these days.
This is one of those little things, Jodie, is when you come across, when the next lamb shank gets invented, people like you and I need to shut up about it and not tell anybody
that
they're actually that good. Let's say...
They are beautiful.
Oh, they're the best.
Food from the gods.
Yeah, it certainly are. Jodie, all about, how can people read about you? You're a blogger. How can they find your blog?
I run the second biggest parenting website in Australia, and it's stayathomemum.com.au. and I talk about frugal living and everything that affects women. You know, birth control, because birth control is a way to save money these days.
Birth control? Is that part of the $50 as well, or is that...
it's not, but that's another
just
topic.
A little restraint. Okay, I'll see you for rice pudding. Thanks, Jody.
Okay, bye.
Jody Allen. I wasn't expecting birth control.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more. My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.